Oh. Hey there, honey. You're the new recruit, right? At least they sent a cute one this time. My last handler? So not my type. I don't know anything about all that. Oh, I know they suspect me since her disappearance, but you know, I'm innocent. I'm sticking to my story, little one. So, your first time feeding me, huh? I hope you paid attention during training. My enclosure has lots of safety measures. Triple locks, accessible only by your cute little key card. Electric fences around the perimeter. Panic buttons, CCTV, armed guards at your leisure. Must be nice out there. Oh, don't worry too much, darling. Just follow the standard procedure and you'll be okay. I only have 23 casualties to my name. That's nothing compared to some of the other entities here. Count yourself lucky. Say, where's your handbook? Uh-oh. Guess you'll have to follow protocol from memory. First day on the job and you didn't do your homework. Is that it? Luckily, I'm very agreeable. Here, I'll even give you a hint. First, you push the yellow button. Very good. Now, disengage the first lock on the doors. To your right. Ringing any bells yet? No? Do you need another hint? Scan your key card here to authorize. And then you just insert the key to the enclosure into the keyhole, turn it clockwise, and scan your key card again. That's all there is to it. Quite trivial, really. But yeah, that's how you open the door. Don't forget next time. Well, what are you waiting for? Get in here and hand me my dinner. I'm starving. Why, thank you. Finally. Well done. You've successfully delivered my next meal to me. Watch where you step. Oh, oh my. That's my web. I guess you weren't careful enough. And now I know your exact location. Down to the last molecule. You've literally wandered right into my trap, just like the last one. And you look delicious. Oh, it's so cute when they struggle. Hey, you know how spider webs work, right? The more you struggle, the more they stick to you. Until you're completely restrained and ready for feeding. Just like this. Hey, wanna know something interesting? If you insert the food package into that small chute by the card reader, the food gets sent through to me without you having to open the doors at all. You should never disengage the locks on any enclosure like that. It could be dangerous, you know. Seriously? You're a dense one. I tricked you. Duh. And now you're my cute little plaything. Hey, I'm gonna bite you now. Right here. On your neck. It will only hurt at first. A sharp pinch. But after that, you're gonna become totally paralyzed. I don't want my prey to escape, after all. Are you ready? See, that wasn't so bad. You may feel numbness in your fingers and toes, shortness of breath, and complete paralysis. Are you scared? Or maybe. What an odd little creature. Here you are. Entangled, paralyzed, about to be eaten. And yet, you respond to my touch, don't you? That's a good human. Don't fight me. Just let me use you for a while. Okay? Are you aroused, little one? Oh my. You know, it'd be a waste to eat you at this point. And it just so happens that I'm in heat. So, instead of eating you, how about we do something a little more fun? And hey, you may even live. So what do you say? Kill you? I must admit, I wasn't expecting you to reject my advances like that. Especially with how excited you are down here. See that? So come on. It's no longer a question. You will mate with me, human. I want you to carry my eggs. Would you like that? My entire clutch inside you. You'd make a lovely carrier for my next brood. Don't worry. I'll loosen you up first. I'm quite big, and I don't want to hurt my precious surrogate. If I tug this thread here, I can manipulate your body however I want. I can pull the strand of my webbing like so, and hoist you up. Spread your legs. Keep you bound. Don't be shy. Your hole is perfect. So are your insides. I can tell. You'll incubate my children splendidly. My fingers are tracing your cute little hole. Oh, you moan. Your saliva will serve as an excellent lubricant. Feeling relaxed? It's the toxins. Open your mouth wider. That's it. I shall harvest a good amount of lubricant from your throat myself, with my fingers. Wow. It's so hot and wet inside your mouth. Let me feel that pretty throat from the inside, okay? Amazing. And you can't even gag, can you? No gag reflex if you're paralyzed, my dear. It's tight in here, regardless. Are you this tight down there, too? If so, I can't wait to taste it. I think that's enough. I'll spread your legs a bit wider. You're cute when you're embarrassed, but I'm feeling impatient. So let's start with two fingers. Whoa, you took that like a champ. Well done. Resilient, aren't you? But don't disappoint me. I'm very fickle, child. If you disappoint me, I may change my mind and eat you right now. I'm sure plenty of other staff members are dumb enough to take your place. Now, let's use some of this wetness down here, between your legs. Does that feel good? Aw, don't pout. Come on, stay useful to me. I'm assuming you don't want to die here. Good pet. Maybe a second dose of my toxin will alleviate this rebellious attitude of yours. Present your neck to me. You taste good. You know, it's really difficult for me to hold back like this. I could kill you in a second. So don't tempt me too much, okay? Well, I suppose it's time for me to actually fuck you now. You ready? That was rhetorical, darling. I don't really care if you're ready or not. You feel so hot inside. Feels weird? Well, naturally. It's not really a cock I'm fucking you with. It's my ovipositor. Do you know what that means? It means it will reach the deepest parts of you and lay my eggs inside. Would you like that? Already spacing out. I know it's a lot to take at once, but I believe in you. And even if I didn't, my eggs don't need a living host to thrive. Think about that next time you want to resist me. You're really tight. Does it feel good? Cat got your tongue? Would you like to hear something interesting? The paralytic I gave you also serves as an excellent aphrodisiac. That's a good pet.
Don't struggle. Just take me inside you over and over. Let me stretch you out, okay? Good job. It's so tempting to fuck you to death, but you're just so cute. I'm really controlling my strength here. You should appreciate me a bit more. So how is it? Are there any thoughts in that little head? Can't move. Can't think. All you can do is stay there. And take my ovipositor inside you. Don't get me wrong. It was a valiant effort, but there's no way a pitiful human like yourself could ever overpower me. And you certainly don't have the presence of mind to outwit me now, do you? You poor thing. At least it feels good, right? You should try to enjoy this. A little piece of heaven. Just for you. How lucky you are. Feel it. I'm so ready to deposit my clutch inside you. Let's become parents together, okay? First, I help myself inside you. Ah, fuck. And then the X will travel through my ovipositor directly into you. Feel that. There's so many. You really turned me on. Can you feel them moving inside you? Attaching themselves to your insides. You're getting full. I can see it. Wow. You really are a fine specimen, aren't you? And now I get to spray your insides with my semen, too. I'm going to fertilize the eggs inside you and stimulate them to start growing. Oh, fuck. It's coming out like a damn fire hose. Must be intense for you, human. But you're so obviously aroused. What a pathetic masochist you are. There. Now I withdraw. And we wait. God, I really want to fuck you again, but we shouldn't disturb the eggs. Here, I'll release you. Go on, you can leave. Yes, really. You won't tell anyone, because you'd lose your job for being so incompetent. And when it's time to give birth, the eggs will bring you back to me. You'll come crawling back. They all will do. Now, be gone. And make sure you learn the proper security protocols. Next time, I may not be so merciful.